Good morning, and we are on TBW today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning, TBW. Welcome to the June 16th Saturday meeting, 2018, Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. We have a number of agenda items to go through and decisions to be made, and we will adjourn by the stroke of 12. Before we get into item number 17, we have a committee report from last night, so I will turn that over to Commissioner Thornburg.
So I'm going to report on the committee. There are three members of the committee, all of whom were there, besides me, Chair Smith, and Commissioner Baker. And we also had in attendance Nate Pamplin, who is the lead staff for the committee, as well as Botka, right? Yeah.
And Jeff.
Oh, and that's right, and Jeff Davis, president of the meeting. We have been on this committee looking at outreach planning, communication and outreach planning for the department. I really have engaged in it fairly deeply since the marketing plan was presented to the commission not quite a year ago, the commission had a discussion at that time about the need for broadening the marketing plan. And so what is going on is the development of sort of parallel communication and marketing plans, and a lot of work has been done by staff, and we hadn't heard about it for a while, so it was kind of catch up. We actually have a well thought out grid plan for marketing, and this is, we talked about the difference between marketing and social marketing and communications in the committee last night, and this is kind of the social marketing. It has elements of all, but it's kind of the social marketing piece for the next year, well laid out. It was the first time our committee members were seeing it, so we're going to get it electronically, be giving feedback. And then there's an early draft of, Barbara, the non-consumptive group marketing plan, which was part of the discussion that we had as a commission when the marketing plan was brought to us, that there was really a need to include the large group of non-traditional wildlife users, resource users in marketing. So that work has begun. As I said, it's a very early draft, and the committee members are going to kind of get in on it early in the process. We didn't talk about that what was presented to us last night a whole lot at the meeting, but we'll be taking a look at it and giving input, and eventually this will be coming forward to the entire commission for input as well. We kind of regret the timing of the Big Tent Committee around our long meetings. It's the end of a long day, and the committee members really are very interested in the work that the staff is doing and these topics, and we're sort of brainstorming about how we can give it more time, because it really is something that we're very, very interested in engaging with staff on. And then we had set aside just kind of time for round robin on talking about the guidance principles. Jeff Davis had come because Habitat is doing some really cutting edge thinking about public trust aspects of the resource and how Habitat might expand their thinking about Habitat and their work about Habitat, and the fact that The majority of our resource users are urban users, and that we really need to think about habitat and wildlife in the urban environment. It really was a discussion about the public trust and ties in very nicely with the guidance principles. We are very anxious, as the committee and as hopefully as the entire commission moves forward, to have healthy discussions about the guidance principles as we move forward with strategic planning. So we just kind of mentioned that, and as I said, it's the end of a long day. We could have gone on, except that we were sort of running out of steam and are going to figure out a way that we can have more robust discussions at probably some other time. So, committee members, do you want to add anything?
Good report.
I was excited, even though I was exhausted, and I was waiting for something cold in my hand, but it was... I think we're on to some good stuff here. You know, I'm not saying that lightly. I think some real directional zigging and zagging going forward that will position the department in some new ways. Actually, some of the new ways are embracing some of the old ways, which is kind of funny. But thanks, Nate, and absentee, thanks, Jeff, for doing that. But this is something we've talked about, bringing us all together for a day or so to start thinking about this, because this could be a shift in how we do business. Not a shift that it should be threatening to any of the ways we currently do it, but value added in ways that would accentuate positively everything that we're also doing, so, and doing more.
You're talking about a new quote unquote marketing communications. The sooner it gets out and has some critiquing, the better.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but this is one thing that's been big on my list for damn near 2 years. And there again, not to try and sound like a malcontent, but just the rollout of the Wild Futures, from day one to me, it sounded like a frickin' wreck. It just did. And end up going down in smoke. So to me, when these things can get rolled out and get critiqued and you can make some minor adjustments, so I guess all I'm saying is the sooner that we get a look at it, the better.
Because for us, it was just last night.
Well, I know.
Yeah, so we immediately said this deserves more time and more commissioners' input than just 5 o'clock on a Friday night. So we need to spend quality time. We're with you. No.
Okay. Yeah, no. Okay. Because yeah. I just hate to see this stuff get developed in a vacuum.
No.
And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sounds exciting. I just want to add some historical perspective from my life's experience. It's not something we as a commission can do, is marketing. Having done it for 40-some years, it's a science. Marketing is a science. And it's a tough science to get your arms around and read the progress in a short time frame. I would wholeheartedly suggest that the Big Ten Committee think about bringing in an outside expert, advisor of some sort, because it's going to shorten the learning curve and hopefully provide a better product in the short term, because we won't be experimenting with ideas that I might think work that doesn't, but food for thought.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dave?
You know, We do have a marketing department now, but we've heard very little from them.
We talked about that last night.
Okay, and because we need to get together with them so they understand the priorities of the commission in terms of direction. I think they've done some good work with licensing and things like that, but that's not what we're after.
Customer relations.
Yeah.
And I think that surfaced because of a discussion that we talked about the other day, that marketing's on the bottom floor, you know, communication on the top floor.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that last night and where the gaps were and why those gaps were there. And so it was an initial education for me in some of these things. But no, we're not getting out in front of any of this stuff. And marketing, I mean, getting professionally, like, we ain't going to do it. But what we do think is that when we get to a point to have some that long period of time to really all of us sit down and start to dive into this, and that would be that day that, or to when we could have outside people there to help guide us or whatever. But it's
good idea. Good issue.
Also like to point out that there is a vacancy on the Big Tent Committee. The fact that these committees are open now kind of makes that not so big. But this is big, exciting thinking. And even though we were all just beat last night, it was hard to get up and go home because there was a lot more talking to do. So anybody's welcome.
We have your seat at the table, Jay.
No, I was having withdrawals.
Okay. So that now we'll get back into the structured agenda, item number 17, future meeting planning. And this is a discussion, so I will open item number 17 up. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the three handouts here again, let me thank staff for putting these things together. The year at a glance business, at the last meeting we talked a little bit more about including all the regular and routine matters as we go through time so that there's a better feeling of how big the meetings can be and what the matters are. I don't see all of them. I'd be glad to volunteer to work with staff for maybe a little bit different way to present that so that we can see even some of the routine things that are going to come up or some of the things that are kind of cataloged in the background that don't seem to be on here. With regard to the August draft August meeting agenda, I'd recommend that the commission take a look at putting somewhere in here the notice of an executive session without a detailed advertised agenda, but in kind of a, quote, open topic detailed agenda so that we could have the opportunity for a briefing about any kind of litigation that's out there, any litigation response that's out there, an update under the U.S. v. Washington umbrella for a Puget Sound RMP update that we've asked for routine updates on that, and it's timing coordinated such that you don't really know for sure if there's an update from staff or not. And if there turns out in August not to be anything, then we would simply cancel it. But anyway, just the idea of an opportunity, an executive session that's noticed out there under the general RCW without a specific agenda. The two biggest things on the agenda in August seem to me to be the 2019 budget and legislative package matter that's up for commission policy decision making. That's a major thing. I see that as most of the time on Saturday, and I think that's a good thing. But it might be a matter where we could get the briefing parts of all of that at the end of the day on Friday and not make any decisions Friday, and then come back on Saturday, have open comment so people can say whatever they might think. It also give the commissioners a time to think about it, sleep on it. I'm still going to wait till later today to figure out what's coming down the road, but what I had thought was coming down the road in August was finally the opportunity for the commission to weigh in at a policy level on some very, very important decisions. And so the idea here would be to get all the briefing stuff for the evening, sleep on it, and come back on Saturday for a decision. Another big one in August is the Pinniped matter. It's listed as a briefing. I think the idea was that this would be a briefing and a policy position decision on what is the commission's policy on Pinniped control.
May I add to that? I was also expecting that we would have a public comment on the issue as well, but that was my understanding.
Before we get too far down the road here, too, Don, I wanted to comment on this, the capital budget request that's coming in August. I'm really uncomfortable with not knowing what's in that. I think a lot of that is formulated now. In the past, we've kind of been taken by surprise by some of the opposition to what was going to be taken to the legislature. I would like an earlier look at that, either by conference call or some sort of communication with commission members prior to that. And I don't need to know every line item that's in the budget, but we know that there's hot spots in any fee requests so that we can there's already a buzz, I know, in the background about what's going to take place this year, and I haven't seen it. And in the past, it's gotten ahead of us. And I think that we didn't have the opportunity to weigh in on it until it was too far down the road. And so I think we need an earlier look at the budget items that, particular to fee requests or increase in license fees, things like that that we know that are going to be contentious with the public.
Did you have a comment, John?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Graybill, starting today, actually, you're going to be seeing where we are with the operating budget, but we're planning on sharing early. We've got 2 months, and so I think the notion is on the operating budget, which is more complex, starting to get you familiar with that today, and then between now and August, editing the documents, getting those out to you. The capital budget's in the same place, so we plan on getting that to you early and give you plenty of time to look at that and go through it at the August meeting. If there's still a need for change or whatever, we'll still have a couple of weeks before we need to submit those to the governor's office. So got the message.
Okay.
Just a question, and perhaps it's for Nate. Is your presentation today going to include how the BPAG is going to be involved in this?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Thorburn, Nate Pamplin, Policy Director. Yeah, so this morning's presentation, we're going to walk through detailed workshop of all of the operating budget proposals, as well as introduce some of the concepts on the fee bill so we can get your feedback. And then that's the packages that we'll be taking out to the public this summer and then bring back a final for your consideration in August. On the capital budget, as Director Storr indicated, that's a parallel process. I'm not aware of as much controversy on the capital side. This is more of the bigger capital investments for factory improvements, wildlife areas, facilities, things like that. Yeah. So just wanted to, I mean, we'll certainly can bring you the capital budget as a preview, perhaps on a conference call. But it's really the operating budget seems to have more attention to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Nathan. Don, you want to finish up?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me just run through the rest of all my comments here. So getting back to the Pinniped matter, I think we had talked about this being a public comment period. I think that's very important. You'll see it's 45 minutes. I think maybe an hour and a half might be a little better estimate given the public comment situation. And I know this is just a draft. We're working through a draft here, but I was hoping that we might hear from Mr. Pamplin on this as opposed to the staff report listed there. On the matter of the HSRG presentation, maybe we could hear a little bit more about what that's supposed to do before we end this agenda item. matter of delegation is not delegation to the director is not on this agenda. I see it on the year at a glance as a conference call potential with some questions. So again, this is a good brainstorming set of materials here to think through this. Ongoing discussion, email, or conference call was the question here. I think it would be a good idea to start that on the one of the conference calls, either July 6th or July 20th, but I think it ought to be a agenda item for the face-to-face meeting in August as well. Again, this gets to the matters of what's delegated to the director and what's not, which can be a real solution to a lot of our agenda dilemmas. The draft agenda doesn't have the Fish Committee possibility here. I do see the meeting starts on Friday, does not have any Thursday time to it. So I guess we're back to the streamlined meeting regime. But perhaps a Fish Committee meeting, if people are coming in on Thursday afternoon for the Friday meeting start, maybe a Fish Committee meeting at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Thursday. I don't know if it's an opportunity for maybe some of the big tent timing dilemma thing that we heard earlier that makes it so difficult for a long day as well. So anyway, I think that runs through my list. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, just one note on that. You use the word streamline commission meetings.
Normal.
So. Yeah.
And we'll need to add, because it didn't happen this meeting, the decision on sharp-tailed grouse to this agenda.
Did you have something?
No.
Yeah, Barbara.
Raquel and I took a three-day road trip this last month, and one of the places that we went through was the current residence of Commissioner Keeney, which was OMAC. And I really have more fun at these meetings when we're out and about, not while we're sitting here. And so I thought I would suggest, and there's probably many good reasons why not, but we start a little tradition of having a commissioner's last meeting be in his hometown. I looked at this agenda. There isn't much on it that wouldn't be, that having it out in the boonies would be a problem. And there is the Wolf briefing that nobody talked about, which I expect to be fairly well attended. There's also no public comment on that, so I guess I want to talk a little bit more about that. But anyway, so I just want to suggest that we go out. If we don't do it this time, then sometime before the end of the year. Also, we haven't been to Skagit, at least not since I've been on the committee. And
we never have.
Never have.
I mean, why don't we get out and get around some?
You could put Skagit/walk.
Well, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Or Whatcom/Skagit.
I got a real quick one, if I may.
Oh, Bob,
go ahead. Oh, yeah, thanks. I see we have the North Pacific Fishery Management Council briefing. It's good. I'm glad we have that. Kind of some folks in my world have kind of weighed in to me on have some concerns about our representation on the council, and so our meaning the state of Washington. And so I would request that we, and it wouldn't be a lot of people testifying, but it would likely be a few. So I would ask that we have a short section for open public comment on that. And I don't know if Tammy is... so Tammy, I just said something about for the North Fishery Management Council. Maybe we could have a short opportunity for public comment. And also on the timing, maybe we're getting a little bit too much in the weeds, but I know I'm interested in that topic, and I know I'll have a Fraser call right about that time, so maybe we could do it in the afternoon on a Friday or even Saturday.
Yep, Larry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. I participated on the Pacific Salmon Treaty for 15 or so years and until I stepped down last year. And so I still deal with the couple of the commissioners that are on there, stay in touch with how the progress is going. It's been a very, very rocky road this year. It's not done yet. And I would perhaps suggest that certainly no later than the July 6th meeting, we should get a briefing from Jim Scott, Phil Anderson, or whoever staff thinks is best to do that, because it's very, very critical this year, and hopefully it'll be resolved.
No.
On the matter of the Hatchery Scientific Review Group presentation, I'm not aware what the genesis of that is. We just talked a little bit about that yesterday. Over the course of the next year, there's going to be a more comprehensive review. So if the timing of all of this needs to crowd something out, again, absent hearing the original purpose for that, it might be one of those things that's more appropriately timed when we get when we hear more about the whole hatchery review progress, maybe at a fish committee meeting or sometime where we could delve into more questions of the presenters.
Thank you, sir.
That's
Amy.
That's actually a request from Mr. Appleby to come and present like they normally do to you. He wanted to come to this meeting. We didn't have room on the agenda, so Brad had me put it on the August agenda. Maybe we move it to a different time. That's fine.
That's good. Amy?
Okay, I had two thoughts. One, oops.
I was thinking about the pinniped briefing, and maybe that's an opportunity to use that panel approach that we used with the suction dredgers. That could be good to give people more than just public comment, you know, present a broader range of thoughts as an idea.
Well, let me just ask you this, if I may. Do you think that's the way to start it in the first meeting, or would you think just the first meeting being open public comment on that issue after a briefing would be better? I'm not critical. I'm just throwing that out because
We could do an introductory piece, the science piece from staff, and then have a panel subsequently. That could work too.
And in the world of synergy, I would try to tie this with the regional whale task force, because whatever we do would be substantive and of value. So have that plug into the task force work plan.
The original purpose of this agenda item was to come up with a policy position from the commission, a simple policy commission, because we have governor's letters in favor of federal legislation. We have a lot of talk about this. So when I hear the first meeting, it makes me think there's a two-meeting process or something like that. So in terms of what is this briefing really all about, I'm not particularly in favor of it going too big or getting tied so much that it's a prolonged effort. I think it's good. This was actually postponed until August. There's current federal legislation out there right now, and once again, if we're asked as a commission, do we agree with that or not, the commission doesn't have a policy, even in favor of pinniped control or not. So I thought this original idea was very simple. We wanted to have some public comment and not get into great things like setting quotas or, you know, if someone brings up what's the level of take or any of those kind of details. That gets very, very detailed and way, way beyond just a simple question of is the commission in favor of pinniped control or not?
Yeah, a lot of experience.
Yeah, Nate.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. So what we had kind of envisioned for the pinniped briefing was we've got some staff from our Wildlife Program Science Division and the Fish Program Science Division working pretty hard right now to try to pull together the existing data sets, in particular for Puget Sound and the Outer Coast, to try to answer two main questions. The first being is what is the consumption rate of pinnipeds on salmonids, both juvenile and adults? And then the second question is that consumption level actually hindering recovery? I think once we answer those two questions, then I can start introducing, and we had a Senate workshop on pinniped management where I can walk through some of the complexities of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And there's three avenues of doing directed take if the, again, if the resource needs suggest that this would be a step forward, can walk through the pros and cons of those aspects of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. But I think it's really important that all of those avenues of the MMPA, one of them is currently in place with Columbia River. We have an incredibly rich data set, and we have the dam structure and financial investment to actually be able to meet the requirements of some very specific items that animals are individually identifiable, and they're observed eating a salmon, et cetera. The other two opportunities under the MMPA are largely untested. One of them has never been preceded, which is returned to state management authority, and the other, over the course of almost a 50-year history of the MMPA, I think there's been 10 applications, one of which was submitted in the Northwest in 2005, and it's still being reviewed by NIMS 13 years later. So as I've been talking with people about pinniped management, I think it's really important that we make sure we have the science there to support the management decision, and then secondly, understand of the administrative and logistical options that this isn't something that we just download the application from NIMS, turn it in, wait 60 to 90 days, and get a response back. We're going to be embarking on some uncharted territory. So I think in August, that's what I was hoping to walk through and make sure that you all have some really fundamental understanding of both the science as well as the policy options.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, Jay.
Point of clarification, though, because now with Mrs. Butler's bill, that's addressing Columbia River, right? And am I hearing from you that they're going to want us to maybe even weigh in on that, whether we support it or not? And I understand what you're saying in Puget Sound, but to me, we're talking two different things. Are we or not?
So on the and we have we're talking about federal legislation here a little bit later this morning, and the agency has been working really hard with Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, Idaho Fish and Game, and the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, and the congressional delegation on trying to develop some additional language that may help get that bill across the finish line. The three governors from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho have all submitted a letter to Congress endorsing the main concepts in the bill. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think we're maybe talking about two different things, and but both could be covered in August. I have spoken with the been contacted by Congresswoman Herrera Butler's office about the federal legislation. There's a letter from our governor in support, general support of that legislation. And I said, I can offer you my personal opinion as one commissioner, as one person, but I can't comment and answer your questions on behalf of the full commission on whether or not we're even in support of our governor's position or the other two governors' position or anything, because I'm one of nine commission members and we haven't had the discussion yet. Are we in favor of it? And I was uncomfortable presuming what you all might say. So that's why the agenda item idea originally came up. It seemed like a pretty simple question, but we wanted to have the opportunity for public comment and hear a little bit more detail in August. So in my mind, the first order of business for this commission would be, what is our general high-level position on pinniped management? And then so that we could comment on that bill. The pinniped question gets bigger and bigger the further you go. It's not just the Columbia River. It's the coast of Puget Sound. Maybe the commission would like to take a position on more of that. Maybe the commission would like to take a position on how many permits ought to be issued. Maybe it could go on and on and on, but I would hate that we still can't even get to the first answer. Do we support our governor's position on this or not?
See, and that's where I'm coming from, and I'm in total agreement with Dawn. If we keep them, I understand that we need to look at it from up here, you know, as a whole, but this one to me seems pretty easy. In my mind, it's real easy. You know, okay, let's
do A, and then we can go to B, rather than gum them all up and we can't even get A answered.
And one last thing, Mr. Chairman. I did tell her chief of staff that the commission was going to take this up in August with the likelihood of arriving at some sort of a position decision. So that's why I'm a little, because the federal legislation is moving now. I mean, it's alive, and rumors are it might pass the House any day and go to the Senate. So that's why I get a little nervous about a two-meeting process and tying it into the task force bureaucracy and having it go on and on. I don't think it's a bad idea to have a panel there. Maybe we ought to bump the time frame up to 2 hours to accommodate that. I guess I would like this, the intent of this agenda item, to at least get to some conclusion in August about a elevated high-level policy position of the commission.
Amy, did you?
I was just going to say that it makes sense to provide enough space for all the voices to be heard, because I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this decision and this. I just think there's a lot of views on pinniped management that maybe we haven't all heard. You know, like, I don't think they've all shown up yet here.
Okay.
And I think I agree totally with Senator McIsaac that we need a simple policy statement. But that simple policy statement would start out, I would imagine, something to the effect of whereas, and then that whereas is to be filled in by the science and the data on the effects of pinnipeds on salmonoids, et cetera. The second whereas would be, and the public in general, and we need to hear that, then we can formulate our position statement. So,
okay.
Since it seems like some of these agenda items are expanding in time, I will note that the priority habitats and species item is a briefing. It's as a result of a blue sheet that I submitted and we adopted. It's basically to provide information to us, the commissioners, about a program that is very important to especially species protection and recovery and our interactions with local governments and on and on, and just something that I think we as commissioners will benefit from being aware of. But it is a briefing, and therefore I don't think it's time specific, and I also think it's something we could think about perhaps for a conference call as we've begun to move some of these blue sheet requests that are briefings to conference calls. So that might be an item that we could remove from this and put on a conference call in the near future.
Okay. It's a radical thought, removing something rather than adding. Okay.
Chair Smith?
Yes.
I also wanted to offer an idea that this is the first meeting with the new director, and maybe you want to provide space for a reception at some point after in one of the evenings or something for a welcome.
Good. Okay. Is that your party planning skills coming?
I do love a party.
I do. All righty. Thank you.
I'll let Amy do that.
I can do it.